Back to our main news this lunchtime, the phased reopening of many services across the country, including retail and click and collect. We can talk now to Marion O'Donnell, who's Media and Public Affairs Manager with Dublin Chamber of Commerce. Marion, thanks so much for taking our call. How's it going for retailers in the capital this morning and so far today?
Yeah, it's been going really well so far. I think there's a lot of optimism out there about the businesses opening today. Over 12,000 businesses reopened and over 100,000 people back at work today, which is fantastic. You know, we're picking up some concerns from businesses as well. I think a lot of businesses have been reassured this morning about the Taoiseach's comments that there won't be a cliff edge in terms of supports suddenly coming to a halt, and that the current supports that are in place will continue as is until the end of June. That being said, they've been reassured for the short term, but businesses need clarity and they need certainty for the medium to long term. These supports, you know, they'll possibly be rechanged or restructured, and they need to know how they will impact in them so they can plan and make those plans going forward. And it's not just about reopening, it's about successfully reopening and remaining open.
Yeah. Good news today for those in what is called non-essential retail, but in the tourism sector and in hospitality, they're going to have to wait a bit longer, and still concerns there, clearly.
Yeah, the tourism and hospitality sector, and indeed parts of the retail sector, they really need support for this outdoor summer. You know, we're working with the City Recovery Task Force in Dublin, and we've seen local authorities such as Dublin City Council, Fingal, Dunleary, and even Ennis in Clare. They've made significant efforts to pedestrianise streets, to transform public areas, to encourage people back into our urban spaces and into our cities where these businesses are, and that they need the people traffic and the support. And it's great to see that, and we hope that will continue right through the summer. In terms of long-term supports, we know that we need overseas travel to kind of resume and overseas tourism to really pick back up to ensure that long-term recovery, particularly again in our cities and urban spaces. So we're really, you know, we're emboldened perhaps by those comments from Tony Houlihan there earlier, that's certainly getting nearer, and that's a really positive move. You know, international spend accounted for 75% of tourism in Ireland pre-COVID, so it's important that we get that spend back.
All right, well, as you say, perhaps we're just a little bit closer to that resumption of some international travel, but we'll leave it there for the moment to Marion O'Donnell from Dublin Chamber of Commerce.